This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So as we do with each passing week, we always start it the same way, and that's talking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Hello, sir.
Is this President-elect Bill Frady?
No, that's not me.
Well,
I haven't run for office.
Bill, I don't think you need to. You know how you used to, like, someone would say, we'll name a star after you. You send some money off to some bogus guy. He invents a piece of paper.
That's true.
Could hand it to somebody you cared about. I got a star named after you. Doesn't mean poop. But I'm beginning to think, nor does our election. The more I read about it, the more I study it, the more our election is about as legitimate as that piece of paper that said, I named after a star after you, dear Doris. Wow. It's the latest thing, the thing that just ticked me off unbelievably. I thought, if corruption is this blatant, they really think we're stupid. In Fulton County, that's where Atlanta is located, a bunch of military ballots have gone missing. The only ones they could find, about 1,000, were all marked for Joe Biden. And I wondered what kind of foolishness that is. Who would imagine that that would satisfy us to think, oh, yeah, we counted the military ballots. See, they're all here and all for Joe. No, that's not how people vote. That's not a vote. It's like if you had 1,000 votes for Joe Biden, exactly, 100. See, here's the military vote. All 1,000 went for Joe. That's not real. That's not how real people vote. That's not what real vote tallies look like. I think we should talk about guns just so that I don't rant about the vote.
Well, I've got my, I sent my Glock 45 9mm slide off, and it now has an optic mounted on top of it, and it's being put in an envelope and being sent back to me today.
Oh, it happened that fast.
Well, they got it about, they had it a week last Wednesday. So,
okay.
I mean, they had, it's been, you know, the whole holiday slowdown.
Yeah, it's a 15 to 20 minute machining time. All the rest of that was transit and wait time in the shop. So that's, did they fit the optic as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've got a Holosun 407 going on it, or it's on it. I mean, it's actually on it now, and they sent me a pic. I called, and I was like, so, is it soup yet? And dude's like, oh, well, we'll get to it this week. I was like, wait a minute. You told me that I was the good. I was getting the good buddy discount, the good friend discount, the good friend consideration. And then I was sitting there going, wow. Took a gun out of commission for a month to get an optic put on it. And then he sent me a picture of the slide with it mounted on it. He's like, I misspoke. So,
well, that's nice. I am not familiar with that model of the Holosun. Can you change the battery without demounting the sight?
I don't know. It does have the solder strip on top of it to charge. Yeah, and has a solar strip on top of it. And the difference between it and the 507, which I have a 507, is the 507 has multiple reticles.
Mm-hmm.
And this one just has a dot, which is fine.
Now, if you were going to not use a dot, would you use a ring?
On my 507, I do use the ring, yes, sir.
Okay. And for close quarters, I can see where that might help you acquire and center just a little quicker.
The goal with this Glock, now I have my 507 mounted on a Chambers pistol.
Right.
Which the Chambers pistol is just, you know, in a league of its own. It's a very
amazing,
accurate gun. Yeah, it's a very accurate gun coming out of the box. Steve has multiples of them. I've got one, and I've got another one inbound. Putting an optic on it just makes it that much better. But what I'm going to try to do with this Glock is I put the optic on it, and I'm going to change the trigger to an Agency Arms trigger, which is a little flatter.
Right.
It doesn't have the take-up. Because I figured out what the problem is with me and Glocks as far as my low-left issue. And that's the grip angle means that my finger has to go a little bit further. And when it curls around the trigger because it's curved and a little bit further forward, then I'm actually sort of pushing a little bit when I do.
Gotcha.
So this one's going to be flatter and further back. And hopefully that sort of takes care of that issue a little bit. And then we're going to see if I can shoot that in the same vein as far as, you know, getting out there and all the red dot stuff we learned at zeroing at 25 yards and everything back in October in Reevesville. See if I can apply all of those with that Glock.
I will be excited to hear about that. I'll be excited. You're going to do a video of it, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, as soon as I get it, I'm going to go. And the other day, I've got a gun that I'm going to try. I'm almost certain I'm not going to carry it. But I got it because of the price. And I think
I think
somebody in the family is going to end up carrying it. But I found a SIG P365 used.
Oh, wow.
And that's like the gun. That's the flavor of the moment. And
right.
It really is a tiny little pistol.
I know.
The price was crazy. And
crazy
I was like,
good?
Oh, yeah. It was. Yeah, all the new ones were like $650, and this one was used $440.
And I'm trying to figure out in this market, I was amazed there's any markdown for a used firearm at all.
I think with some of the smarter gun stores, at least around here, there are some that are getting out there and they're looking at it saying, well, nobody can get it. I saw a Glock 17 with a paint job and four extra magazines going for $1,100.
Whoa.
And they sold it. But I think some of these other guys are out there, and they remember the old cheaper than dirt stuff when cheaper than dirt was getting out there pricing based upon demand and supply and demand.
Right.
And
right.
I don't think they want to go that route right now.
They're trying to maintain a reputation as a vendor you would like to return to rather than someone who will take every last penny.
Yeah. So I'm going to be working that Glock, and I'm going to be trying out this little itty-bitty gun. I'm going to be taking out the Chambers gun. And Chambers gun is going to be the control pistol, and the Glock 45 is going to be the one that we try to up the ante with.
Well, when you get back, when we come back, nothing as interesting as that. But I did act as a range safety officer for another shooting class, and wow, new gun owners are not being well served. In some cases, they're getting too much gun for their level of experience.
Gotcha. Let's talk about that. Rob, of course, you can find Rob with the written word is where he starts, and that's where that's the wellspring. And it starts out at Slow Facts WordPress blog. From there, once it's published there, it goes out to places like ClashDaily.com, and eventually it ends up at AmmoLand. What's the other website it goes to now, Rob?
The Daily Surge.
The Daily Surge. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials.
materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Rob Morse. And please, sir, take off. Where are we going?
Let's stay on guns before I do another election rant. Maybe do the closeout ranting. So when I was acting as a RSO, I brought my Glock 19 with an optic on it, set that out so the students could see that there's more out there in the gun world than what they're able to find right now.
Right.
Now, their experience was broad. Some people were struggling to shoot a subcompact 9mm. I couldn't shoot it. It's too small for my hands. Someone thought, oh, that's a small gun. It'll be easy to conceal. They don't even own a holster yet. And now they're finding out that small gun's really hard to shoot. I had them shoot mine just for fun. Hi, if you go up in size, it feels like this. Ooh, that's nice. Well, then they cheated. They ran back and got somebody's 22 pistol, and they're shooting that. Fine. Right. For concealed carry, you're learning how to manipulate. You're showing that you're not going to point the gun at people. Unfortunately, one of my favorite words was, please keep your finger off the trigger. Right. Okay, someone's got to tell them. They'll learn. On the other hand, some girl banging out bullseyes with a 40. Depends on their experience. Absolutely.
Yeah.
With all the new gun owners out there, I saw a story that just made me go, wow. Can I share it with the ninjas?
Sure.
This was out of Self-Defense Gun Stories out of Columbus, Ohio. My wife's from that area. And here's a guy, a retired gentleman. We have retired, but he's not slowing down. He's delivering Meals on Wheels. So six seniors who can't leave their home, particularly in this era of COVID, 11 in the morning, sunny day, ought to be the world's safest occupation when two teenagers run them up to him after he's made the delivery. One teen pulls out a gun. He stops. His hands go up. The other teen dives into the car, gets his wallet and his phone, goes for his keys. This is where our senior citizen presented his firearm, shot his armed attacker. The second teen looks down at the guy, runs off with the loot. The neighbors who've seen this Good Samaritan who's delivering food all the time, they come out to find out what's happening. He says, some kid stole my phone. Would you call 911? So much for your best laid plans going out the window. This 14-year-old robber has a criminal record, theft of a motor vehicle, robbery, kidnapping, all felonies, all this year for a 14-year-old. And the 14-year-old, he lives. EMTs come, take him, get him in the hospital. They save his life. Won't give the name of his accomplice. This is a hardened criminal at 14.
Right.
And this guy kind of would like his wallet back. It's got sentimental value. He's 75 years old.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, they grow up so fast now, don't they? So fast. I had heard that one before.
Oh, who brought?
Okay. I don't remember who said. Somebody brought it up. Maybe I brought it up. I don't know, but I hadn't gone into that much of a detail with it.
What's the fact that if I see some teenagers running down the street, I assume they're doing what teenagers do, just messing around, and they're going to rob a 75-year-old to get his wallet? Like, dude, this guy is not going to a gambling hall, dropping a couple grand on silliness. Wrong. Old people that age don't carry large amounts of cash. It's frustrating. And really, the sad part, you and I, if we had to guess, we're going, this kid probably didn't have parents, that he's committed three felonies this year. He's not going to make it till 20.
Well, back to your when you were talking about, you know, small guns and everything else.
Right.
I saw a video of Clint Smith talking about this, and I can't describe it the way Clint does because Clint is quite colorful.
Mm-hmm.
However, what he did say was basically this. Everybody's in the race to the bottom to get to the smallest gun they can carry until they get in a gunfight, and then no gun is too big to fight with.
Exactly.
And, I mean, and to that end, that's why I'm pretty sure I won't carry the SIG P365 myself.
Right.
The smallest gun I'm going to carry is probably going to be a Glock 19, and that's why I have the Glock 45, because it's the, you know, the 19 slide and the 17 grip. So it's
right.
The best of both worlds, and that's why I tuned it up and put this this optic on it, and I'm going to change the trigger out, and I'm going to make it work for me. But that's about as small as I'm going to go.
I like that.
I'm not really interested in the small, tiny gun that you can hide. I know that they're easy to conceal.
Well, now, isn't that interesting? Here's how we desperately lie to ourselves. I'll get a small gun. I should be able to find a holster for it. I should be able to conceal it. And now I'll go shoot a lot because it's effectively an expert's gun, except then they find out it's no fun to train with.
Oh, no.
It's frustrating because it's hard to shoot accurately. And now they're left feeling like they've been betrayed. Oh, I thought concealed carry would be easier. And it is. And this is one of the few places where you can buy confidence, buy a great holster and a bigger pair of pants.
Yeah. carrying, now, I will be the first one. You know what? We'll talk about this when we get back. Coming up on
the
next segment. But what I'm going to talk about is my differences for me between the inside-the-waistband versus the outside-the-waistband carry and what I think of each one and which one I prefer to do and then sometimes which one I actually do and that kind of stuff. But that's when we get back.
Let's go there.
And now, Rob, now we've already talked about the written word. He also does audio. He is a part of the ensemble that does the Polite Society podcast, which how many episodes has that got now, Rob?
Well, we've got about 6 to 8. We try and cut it down to 4 per episode.
No, I mean, how many total podcasts have you guys put out?
Oh, 540-something.
Yeah. And then the very unique, one-of-a-kind Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, which is all Rob. It's a guerrilla warfare-type podcast, in and out, telling you what you got to know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Another drug maker is asking for emergency approval for its coronavirus vaccine. Moderna is applying to the FDA today, following the lead of Pfizer. The company says if all goes smoothly, the first shots could be given as early as December 21st. As far as side effects to any of the vaccines, Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb tells CNBC,
"We don't know whether or not the vaccine just prevents signs and symptoms of COVID, which is what the trial demonstrated. People didn't get symptomatic COVID disease. Or is it also preventing some infections and making people less likely to spread the infection? Now, we assume that it's also probably preventing some infections."
The longest-serving Republican senator is back at work after battling coronavirus, Chuck Grassley returning to the Senate on Monday, 2 weeks after testing positive. The 87-year-old says he never had any symptoms. USA Radio News. The Trump campaign is continuing its goal for peace in the Middle East.
President Trump has sent an envoy to the Middle East to continue bringing peace and stability to the region. White House senior advisor Jared Kushner and his team will travel to Saudi Arabia and Qatar this week for talks aimed at resolving the dispute between neighboring Gulf countries. About 3 years ago, blockades of sea and airspace were enacted by Saudi Arabia against Qatar, accusing the island nation of supporting terrorism and working with Iran's dirty deeds. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
As lawmakers return to Capitol Hill this week, a new installment of COVID-19 relief is something that both sides say they want. But will it get done? Republican Congressman James Comer is not optimistic.
I think the odds of passing another stimulus in this lame duck session are slim. But I want to remind people that there's still funds that haven't been appropriated from the last stimulus bill. $3 trillion is a lot of money.
This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am speaking with Rob Morse.
And we're talking concealed carry. Yeah. What did you have in mind? Inside, outside?
Well, which way do you carry?
It depends. If I'm in a class I'm going to be presenting and need to reholster frequently, I'll move to Kydex outside because it's much more reliable when I reholster, not something I do most days. All the other days, the other 6 days of the week, it's inside.
Right. I find that inside the waistband is the smarter way to carry because you look more normal, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You look more normal. The other part is that when you do carry outside the waistband, you either are going to have to very carefully select the holster you're going to get or use, or you're going to have to wear a shirt that looks like it could be used also to towel off your car when you get done washing it. Right?
Well, being down south, that's a little easier to do, yes?
Yeah. And that a lot of that depends upon things like your profession. Like I dress in radio broadcaster slob version, so I can wear pretty much whatever I want to wear whenever I want to wear it, depending on where I may be going. There's certain restaurants I probably shouldn't try that, but you know what I'm saying. I can get by with it in most cases. And to that end, well, I do. But I'm beginning to get more and more as my back is starting to get a little bit better. Getting more and more back into inside the waistband, simply because that way you don't have to dress in so much oversized stuff.
I absolutely get it. I know exactly what you're saying. And here's the pro tip for new gun owners. Spend a little more on a holster and wardrobe so that you can carry the ever so slightly bigger gun rather than that peanut package that the gun store salesman was trying to tell you, telling you it would disappear it almost any way you tried to carry it, and get something you can hold on to and shoot.
Yeah. Now, one thing I will say about the little P365 that I picked up, it does, all of my pistol hand does fit on it. It has 12-round magazines, so I don't have anything hanging off of it. Most guns, and I, where do you draw the line at caliber?
Well, see, I'm an older person, but my hands are in good shape. I don't need to use a 380. I could shoot a 40-45. I've standardized in my house with 9. It's something everybody here can shoot.
And that's what everybody's going to. And that means that it's probably easier to find that if things do get bad, although it could be argued they're bad now. But, I mean, everybody, law enforcement's moving to that, the military's moving to that. That's a good caliber to be involved in. That's the one I primarily carry.
Well, and here, somebody else in my house can carry my mags. They can use my ammo. I don't have the, was that a 40-45-9 juggling act? There's some ammo in your pocket. Is it, can I use it? Yeah. If it came from here, we're all using the same thing.
Yeah. So that also has its pluses and its minuses. But I think as far as carrying a gun, I fall in your camp where you should carry the biggest gun you can conceal.
Right. That's where some of your effort should go. It makes the range work so much easier. It makes it more enjoyable. Have you met people who are older or, you know, if they spent their life really working with their hands, often that wear and tear just makes it hard for them to shoot a snappy firearm?
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you look at Steve Fisher, when he's getting ready to shoot, he wraps his wrists and everything. I mean, he's got
right.
He spent a lot of time behind a gun and under a gun, so he feels the effects. Dave Harrington, he does it. I know a lot of guys that wrap their wrists and everything just because of that lifetime of absorbing that shock. So that does play and it does tell on a person, but. You were about to say?
No, there's a thousand ways to get that. You could be in construction. You may have just, you know, worked in an office, and one time you fell down and damaged your wrist. It was something you were doing in the garden. For whatever reason, we don't all have 20-year-old bodies that work great, feel great, and heal quickly. So sometimes people need to downsize. I'm not there yet. Hopefully I'll live so long and be in such great overall health that, yeah, eventually that will happen and I'll have to go to a 380. Not yet.
It'll be a while before that. 380, the problem with 380 is just the guns that most people get to shoot them with because they're just so small.
Right.
And yep. I don't see how that is good for your hands when you don't have enough gun to grip. And I mean,
that's the point exactly. We gave you a smaller, lighter caliber, so you downsized the gun too much. Yeah, I hear you, 100%. Again, that's the pro tip.
You look at Hickok 45.
Oh, my God.
His carry gun is a Glock 26, but when I shake his hand, everything up to my elbow vanishes.
That's right. a YouTube celebrity, Hickok 45, is a very large man. You know, he and Steve Fisher, my gosh. Yeah. Very bare paws on both of those gentlemen.
Yes. And, yeah, Hickok is tall. The first time I saw him, I was meeting him in Louisville, and I saw the top of his head being over one of those. It was poking out over one of those wall partitions they would set up between the
right.
dining
yep.
area and the walkway. Yep. He was bobbing above that, and I was like, "Wow, okay, all right, that's Hickok, okay." So, yeah. So all of, yeah, but I mean Hickok, he carries a Glock 26, and he doesn't right. use mag extensions.
So he is using his skill to make that smaller firearm work. Great,
yeah.
And he can. Now you might go, you know, he may say. And I'd be interested to ask him, I should, you're carrying a 26, and I would bet part of the answer is, you know, so I can loan it to my wife when she needs it.
Right. I would think he could probably carry and hide just about anything he wants, but
that's what
he
exactly.
You know, and for all the guns he tries, he's like, I'm never going to switch from the Glock 26. He likes the Glock 26. So.
Interesting. All right. Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah.
He's found a home.
I like something a little bit bigger. I don't know if it's because of my ego or whatever it is. But anyway, coming up on the next break. Now, there's two ways to get Rob, two ways to get his words, his thoughts and everything. The written word, of course, that's Slopak's WordPress blog, Daily Surge, ClashDaily.com, AmmoLand, and then the podcasts. Now, you might like the Ensemble Cast Polite Society podcast, or you might prefer the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, for me, has more pertinent information because it's a forensic examination of an actual armed self-defense encounter. And they take a look at it and break it down. We'll be right back. My guest is Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
All
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Rob Morse, writer, podcaster, shooter, and he's the president-elect.
And, right, as much as, oh, so you want to talk about the election.
Well, you said you might want to rant out on the way. I don't want you to hold all that in. It's not good for you. It's not good for your digestion.
It's not good for mental health. Well, this is driving me crazy. I figured out why George Soros buys Secretary of State. He bought the one in Arizona who just certified the election. There's testimony left, right, and center in Arizona about how corrupt, mismanaged, crooked the election was. And she goes, oh yeah, no problem. Check. Sure, it was honest and representative. And I'm going, wow. Wow, what a third. It took a billionaire, and I don't think he had to spend more than a couple million dollars to convert the United States into a third world banana republic. We should be ashamed if we put up with this. I don't have the answers, but I'm sure digging into the questions real hard.
I'm, you know, this is definitely going to be something that's going to have to be unwound. How it gets unwound will be the big question. The other thing that's going to become a question is that, you know, Soros has already been kicked out of Hungary. Hungary doesn't, that's his native land. He's going to somebody's going to have to declare him something. Because he's, I mean, effectively, he is now, in my view, he's more effective at things. Terrorism is sort of a pseudo-combat issue, right?
Right.
Terrorists like to strike where there's nobody's going to fight them back. And whenever they do fight, where some, like in the Westgate Mall in Kenya, where a bunch of concealed carriers got there before the military got there, they get, you know, the civilians take pretty good care of the other civilians.
Right.
What this guy's doing is not terrorism. It's political sort of a Marxist political special design. He's like a designer trying to put some things together. And we're going to have to look at that and call it what it is. I mean, this is a type of terrorism.
Yeah.
You go in there and you alter the, I mean, terrorism is used to change political policy and to put people in a state of intimidation and fear. And looking at this election, do you think people are intimidated and afraid now? That their vote doesn't matter, their vote doesn't count because they're going to change it, they're going to do this to it, they're going to do that to it?
I think it's information warfare. When one of the guys in an Antifa meeting who works for Dominion stood up and said, you don't have to worry about Trump winning, I've taken care of that.
Right.
Close quote. We have witnesses who heard him say that.
Sure.
And yet some Secretary of State says, no problem. The election's all under control. Well, I believe that. She's controlled the election. But she didn't hold up her oath. And at some point, I mean, I thought it was silly when people said, not my president. And now I'm sitting here there going, not anyone's president. There was no election.
Yeah.
I mean, there was the trappings of one. Okay. We can keep ranting, or should I go on and do a self-defense gun story in the 5 minutes we have left?
You go ahead and I will let you pick, sir.
Okay. This one's out of Tuscumbia, Alabama, and I looked up where that was. Not a bad place. Poor lady's a convenience clerk. Middle of the morning, 10 in the morning. A guy comes in. Now, this is a clue. It's 80 degrees outside, or 60 degrees outside and sunny. Beginning of the fall in, you know, middle of Alabama. But a hoodie, dark glasses, a face mask, and gloves? Okay, no one's surprised when he pulls a gun out of his sweatshirt. This store clerk is a cool cucumber. She says, you're joking, right? You're trying to be funny? No, give me the money. He said, all right. This is off video. So you can see her just being just this matter of fact. Okay, where do you want me to put it? On the counter? That'll take forever. I got a bag. So she stuffs the bill. The guy did get like $3,400. Somebody should have cleaned out the drawer earlier. He starts to walk out. She reaches under the counter, shoots him in the back, between the back and the shoulder. He runs. His getaway driver crashes the car because he's wounded. He's probably doing some pretty fair moaning. He's taken to the hospital, survives. This female clerk stopped the guy who he and his driver were responsible for 8 other armed robberies in the last week. Wow. So here was a practitioner. I'm sure the police would have loved to get him, but they have to identify him. Masks these days let him hide his identity.
Sure.
And this clerk calls her boss, says, I need some more cash to make change. And she continues to work the rest of her shift.
Very cool cucumber there, as you said.
Now, she only got off one shot. The gun jammed. She dropped behind the counter. There's a lot to learn here. The gun was not on her. She might have had better options if the gun were on her body. She could have maybe moved. Here's the money. He starts to turn one way. You're backing out of the way toward the back room. Now, and we have to ask, should she have shot a fleeing felon? Well, were there other customers in the store? I've seen stories, I've covered them, where other customers get shot by a fleeing criminal. We've had stories where someone who's outside the store, they just happen to be walking in when the thug is trying to run out, they get shot and killed.
There's so, that you've seen that video of those two, the mom and daughter working at the liquor store, where he leaves and comes back and leaves and comes back, and they both shoot him multiple times.
Right.
So, you know, while he's still mobile, he's got options, and you want to take away those options.
Now, what's very clear is the police, given that this guy was a practitioner, the criminal, the police didn't seem worried in the slightest that she shot while the guy turned. And let me ask you, Bill, you happen to be there, you're getting your morning coffee, and you see this go down. From the way it's presented, a policeman making an arrest doesn't throw a bag on the counter and tell the clerk to put the money in the bag. This is exactly what it appears to be. You don't have to knock on the counter and say, "Excuse me, sir, Marcus of Queensbury Rules, would you turn and face me before we engage in a gunfight?"
Yeah, forget rules. There are no rules. Number one rule is survive. Win the gunfight. That's the number one rule. And that's the only rule. And we're about to run out of time.
It's been a pleasure, Bill.
Well, I mean, one more time, tell everybody how they find you.
My written word is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, co-host the Polite Society podcast. My writing's picked up at Clash Daily, at Ammo Land, and at the Daily Surge. And once a week, Bill, thank you, I get to join you and the ninjas. I think it's the best way I get to start the week.
Hey, I enjoy it. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Who's up next?
Dan.
Ah, yes.
There you go. Hour number two is inbound with Dan Zimmerman, editor-in-chief of The Truth About Guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.